Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Bounce full of running. Oh! Kick towards hip hook. Big fly, no mark. Rayner flings it the way of Zorko. He fashioned a kick. He kicked the goal.
Tell you what, each week across the season, we've been celebrating the crumb. All thanks to Shits. Bob Murphy highlights the best crumbing effort. We got it down to the five finalists. Tom McDonald, Steve Motlop, Jack Henry, Marcus Bontempelli. But our winner, the crumb of the year, the inaugural crumb of the year winner, he wins a $500 voucher to any Schnitz restaurant, and this magnificent trophy is Dane Zorko. Zork! Hey. Look at him, he's up.
How good.
Welcome.
Thank you, thanks
you've
for having
won, you've done plenty in your celebrated career, but this would have to be up there. Have you ever won a trophy with a frying pan stuck on?
Oh, I've not, and I've asked if I could actually take the frying pan off and use it at home. So.
You can put buckle ribs in there, mate.
Oh, righto.
Oh, nice one. Well, I haven't heard of it. What are they?
Yeah, but
right.
Good boy.
Well, that's because you're more outside than in, Zork. It's clearly the case. Hey, good to have you down here. You're down for grand final week?
Yeah, down for grand final week. Got a bit of Auskick stuff and Macca's kick to kick stuff, so really enjoying it. The atmosphere's picking up already. Streets are starting to fill up with Collingwood supporters. I was on the way here this morning and couldn't believe it, so really exciting week.
Did you bring Took Miller with you?
What?
Why is that?
why are you looking behind you,
why is
Zork?
That?
Why'd you look over there?
Oh, you thought Miller was behind him for a second.
Why would he bring Took Miller with him?
Just a joke, Tim.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Didn't you and he had a bit of on-field...
Ah, we have a bit of on-field banter, but that's about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Why did you have to bring
it's
that
good.
Up,
keeps
Mike?
The rivalry fresh. It's great.
Yeah.
It is. It's good.
Why did you bring that up, Mike?
Why
have you brought that up?
Well, I saw you twice this year.
No, Mike, don't back over again. This.
Twice? There's 22 games.
We're here to celebrate.
If I were in the car, gridlocked, as you are in Melbourne these days, I'd say, I hope someone in there asked him about Took Miller.
Oh, go on, then. Keep going. You started.
This is uncomfortable.
Keep going. Dane, if you saw him socially, would you speak to him?
Yeah, probably. But I'm not going to go out of my way to say hello, and that's fine.
And one more on this love before everyone. These two call me off. When you finished and when you look back at what happened at the end of the game, do you wish you'd...
What, Tim? I'm uncomfortable.
Do you wish... Would you have done it differently the next time around?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's probably something that I've sat down and spoken to Fags about, and certainly Hodgie, because I understand there was a bit of a reaction down here about it. But I think in the heat of the moment, and I mean, you've just gone to battle with a person who's predominantly played on you for 2 hours, to then automatically say, oh, hey, mate, how you going? Hope you're well.
Yeah.
At split second.
Well, you don't get this prize without asking... Having to answer some tough questions.
He's about to take that saucepan and donk you on the head.
Sorry to ask some probing questions, Gary.
No, you normally fine. Do it after we butter him up.
Yeah, exactly. We do the Dorothy Dix's food. Have you noticed
that? Are you okay? Don't take your headphones off and walk out.
Oh, let me do the Dorothy Dixon.
Yes, please.
Things are going well up there in Brisbane.
You've never looked better. You've never looked better, Dana.
No, I haven't. No,
I do
no,
mean that, though. There's a good buzz around the club that... Did you win 5 games?
Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, for a five-winning game season, there's unbelievable optimism around the Brisbane Lions.
Yeah,
why is that?
I think probably just the steps... that we certainly took coming on from the back of the previous year. We obviously spoke a lot about it, and we really wanted to keep improving on the season we just had, and I thought we did that. I thought we brought our margins down from getting absolutely pumped to those margins, us being in the game right up until the fourth quarter, and we did have little fade outs, and I think the Richmond game was probably our worst performance of the season, but apart from that, we felt like we were in every game. And I think the fans certainly saw that, and every week we're getting really solid crowds, which was really pleasing, and the boys feed off that sort of stuff.
Hey, Dano, my Brisbane Lions insider tells me that you have been the strongest advocate and the real push to get Lachie Neale, because if you get Lachie Neale, Lachie Neale gets Took Miller.
Oh, is that right? You can't ask that. Oh.
Is that
Tim.
Right?
Well, I haven't discussed that with Lachie yet, but I reckon that might be the case.
Hey, he'd be a great recruit, wouldn't he?
He certainly would, and I guess that's sort of out of my hands. But
have you spoken to him?
You're allowed.
You're allowed to say, because we know that he's been up there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I have spoken to him, and look, hopefully we can get him across the line because he'll be a fantastic asset to our team, and we'll only strengthen up that midfield where we probably do need a little bit more depth. We're still relying on the likes of Cam Rayner, Jared Berry, Hugh McLuggage to carry a fair bit of workload. So if someone like Lachie Neale can come in and add to our midfield, it'll certainly give us a few more options. There's no doubt about that.
And can I also ask you about Dane, but was there a stage during the season where you thought that maybe he was going to move away from the Brisbane Lions at the end of the season?
I didn't think he would leave at the end of the year, but there was a lot of speculation, so you couldn't help but buy in and wonder.
Yeah.
And I never went and asked him officially what the case was, but he came to me and said, there's no way I'm leaving. I love it up here. My family's really happy, really settled, and I'm going to stay because I just love the boys so much. So that was really pleasing to hear that.
How exciting is Eric Hipwood to the blokes who play around him? I see him occasionally, and he looks like he's got the world at his feet. What's your view of him?
Yeah, he does. He certainly does. And I don't like really comparing players to really good players like someone like Buddy, but there is certainly aspects of his game that do remind me. The way he can wheel from 60 and kick goals like Buddy does. Like, and he's not a huge contested mark, but what he can do at ground level is very similar to Buddy. He's going to be so dangerous, and with a couple more pre-seasons under his belt, he's really going to develop into a really strong player for us. And
geez, he's paid his way this morning, Tim.
Yeah.
Hip with the new Buddy.
No, but you see him at training all the time. Like you're actually saying that he's really athletically gifted like that. So he's quick.
He's very quick.
Yeah.
Aside from Charlie, I'd say once he gets up and running, he's a chance for the grand final sprint tomorrow. That's how quick he is.
Oh, really?
Once he gets
really
going,
in the sprint?
He is lightning.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
very
6'6".
He is very, very quick.
You're going to stay with us just while we take some news headlines, Zook. We've got some other short, tricky questions for you, Kel. We've got the inaugural winner of the Schnitz Crummer of the Year in the studio, Dane Zorko. I just picked him up off the floor after Mike battered him around the ears with some tough Toot Miller questioning.
No, he's overcome by the award, he said.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't you?
He said, won about 8 best and fairest up there, and I think this is going to be the top of the list.
Tell us about Hodgie. Tell us what sort of impact he's had and... And everyone says, oh, it's great he's here. But can you give us some sort of tangible examples of what influence he's had?
I can actually tell you one story. We were down in Tasmania on our pre-season camp, and we were staying at the UTAS University, and everyone's in the line, and we just finished a pretty tough session, and the fridge was available for whatever you wanted, and... couple of the young kids just went in, grabbed a can of Coke and started ordering their lunch, and Hodgie goes, no. So he grabbed about 6 bottles of water and just walked the line and said, we're past this stage now, boys. Let's be fair and income. Right. And since that moment, I can't remember seeing a bloke with a soft drink in his hand.
So I love that.
Instantly had an impact like that, and we spoke about it and we addressed it. And it was just a little thing like that, but automatically changes a mind shift of what people... do and really care about themselves and really look after their nutrition. And I think as a whole team, nutrition's probably been one of the biggest turning points at our club this year. We've added a new dietitian, and one thing that's really important with that is that the older guys really buy in and set that example, and Hodgie certainly led the charge by that, and we were able to follow him, and everyone else sort of jumped on board after that.
So that puts it into perspective, and people would... in there listening, I'll be going, well, what's a big deal? A can of Coke or a bottle of water? Well, just to have him say no, this might be 0.001%.
Yeah.
But we're doing it. And then the kids go, jeez. And not only the kids, the older blokes, man.
Yeah, oh, 100%. Yeah. Absolutely. Because every time then you go to the fridge, you're like, well, what impact is this going to have if, let's say, Cam Rayner watches me grab a can of Coke? Well, why can't he just go and grab one then? So it's just not the on-field stuff. We know his on-field leadership's amazing, and it always has been. And it was great for us this year, but his off-field stuff and his leadership and his work with the back line, the way he was able to bring them together, and even when he didn't play, they still seemed to get the job done really well and hold up so strong down there. So his off-field leadership was, extraordinary and something that we certainly needed at the club, and he's certainly brought that.
Dan, I'm intrigued by your coach. He's the eldest statesman by virtue of age.
Yep.
Chris Fagan. I see quite a lot of him on 360 Love Him, so he's on there quite a lot. And we see the soft side of Fakes. What about when the occasion demands a tough Chris Fagan? Do you see it?
Yeah, definitely. Half-time's probably a good one when the doors are shut. He's very adamant, but he certainly gets the message across, which is really important. Like I think you can blow up and you can sort of lose what message you're trying to get across, but Fakes is really strong in the message he's still trying to send. And he's just as passionate and emotional about the game as we are, and he really wants us to be successful, and he'll push that as much as he can and get the best out of us, and he's certainly done that in the 2 years he's been at the job.
Talking to Dane Zorko, one of the superstar players from the Brisbane Lions. Dano, the Collingwood players spoke last night on Talking Footy about Nathan Buckley and the changes in Nathan Buckley in the last 12 months, about the fact that he's gone from maybe sort of sending a negative message about what you're not doing to the positive message. 95% of what he's saying now, we believe, you know, to the players is positive reinforcement. Does that resonate with you as a player, that style of management?
Yeah, definitely. That's probably something that FaZe has certainly bought in with, all the coaching stuff. Dale Tapping used to be at Collingwood, and I remember he sat down and we had our first midfield meeting, and he showed a clip and he said, oh, what's going on here? And automatically everyone in the room thought, oh, well, we're not doing this, we're not doing this, we're not doing this. He's like, well, what about the positive stuff? Did anyone do anything positive? And they went, well, yeah, we did, but we've always tried to pick out the negatives. Mm-hmm. So instantly from that, we've changed the way we look at stuff to, let's look at the positives. What do we do really well? If there's a growth area, let's pick it up, let's nail it, we'll get it right for the next time. So him and Fags have been fantastic in that aspect, and really driving home what we're actually doing really well instead of worrying about all the negative stuff. Keep feeding the positive. Fags calls it the positive dog or the negative dog. Keep feeding the positive dog, and that's something he's done well.
Hey, Zork, it's great having you in, mate. We don't get the interstaters too much, obviously, for obvious reasons, but to have you in is fantastic. A lot of love coming for you, too. This machine's not always positive, but for you it has been this morning.
No, this is sort of like 95% negative and 5% positive, but since you've been here this morning, 5% positive and 95% negative. Hasn't changed.
Hey, good luck. Enjoy the rest of the week. We look forward to the journey of the Brisbane Lions continuing next year.
Thanks very much, guys.
Cheers.